Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our hearts with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise be unto God, beloved. How are you this awesome, awesome morning? I do thank the Lord for another day in which we have to share with Him, another day in which we can share with one another day which we have the opportunity to go forth and share and show the love of God. I do thank the Lord for this in the name of Jesus. And as always, as always, as always, you know, I want to say good morning to our most faithful listeners. So therefore, good morning to Tamika Shelton. Good morning, my love. Always, always love you, trust you, believe in you, support you. You are awesome in every way possible. Good morning to Lady Joyce, my love, I tell you. I pray that all is well. I pray that your health and all is doing good. May God continue to keep you and all that you say and do. Let it be known that Jesus is the love of your life. So praise God for you, sweetie. Good morning to Joyce in New York. God bless you, woman of God. I pray that you're still hanging in there, you and your children and the grandchildren. May God bless you as we continue on into this season where we celebrate the birth of Christ. May all be well with you and your family. And to Michelle, good morning, my love. To the Crawfords, good morning. God bless you. To Isaiah and Isaiah, good morning to you, men of God. To Deacon Thomas Farr, God bless you, man of God. I'm telling you, good morning to Prophetess Kim, Prophetess Dawn. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I thank God again for each and every one of you. You are the people that grace our show weekly and that we know that you're there. So just want to say good morning to you. And then, of course, dearest to my heart, good morning to beloved co-host, praise God, Tabika. Good morning, Minister Tabika. How are you, darling?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. How are you?
I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank you for asking. Go ahead and say your good morning.
Yes, good morning to everyone that joins us every Saturday. Again, we greatly appreciate your time and your support. We thank you for giving up an hour of your time to join us here on Heart to Heart, and we greatly appreciate that. And to those that may not call in but listen via the internet, we thank you for your presence and your time that you give up to support us on this show. And so we just want to say a great big thank you. And I also want to give a shout out to my awesome, wonderful husband who will be having a birthday tomorrow. So I just want to say happy birthday to Elder Mark. Looking forward to, you know, sharing and taking him out tomorrow for his birthday. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I tell you, it's a marvelous day. It's a marvelous day, and God is good. And there are so many things, you know, that's going on in the world today. And but we are here, and so we do thank the Lord for it. And so happy birthday also to Mark. God bless you, beloved. My son, hallelujah, glory to God. God bless you. And my mother's birthday will be on the 10th of this month. So happy birthday to her prior to the 10th, because, of course, she won't be on our radio show We don't have, you know, this is the last show before the 10th, so happy birthday to her. And to all of you December babies out there, happy birthday to you. God bless you. Truly thank God for you. Well, we are going to go ahead and open in prayer. And today we will be discussing sex trafficking. And yes, today we will be discussing sex trafficking. And interesting topic and a frightening one all at the same time. All righty, let's open in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you, we honor you, we bless you. We magnify your holy name because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, and God, there is none like you. I thank you so much for this day, for all that you're doing, oh God. Father, how you've kept us, you've protected us, you've shielded us, oh God. Father, you've brought us through some very hard times. You've allowed us to see another day in which we could bring honor to you, O God. And for this, we do say thank you, Lord. May all that we say and do bring glory to your name, that it would bring, Lord God, the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for your awesome will to be done. And Lord God, as we go about discussing this topic today, Lord, you know where every child is. You know where every man and woman is that is involved in sex trafficking. Lord God, I'm asking you to open doors, oh God, open doors for a way of escape for those that are caught up in this, oh God. Father, bring to justice those that are doing this to the people that have been trafficked, Lord God. Bring justice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, heal the brokenness in each and every one of these people, Lord God. The things that make folks do this, the money, the background, the upbringing, whatever the case it was. Lord God, the mental things that the folks that are dealing with this have to go through. Holy Spirit, only you could fix this. Only you could fix this. And when we say only you, that's the healing of the mind and the emotions, Lord God. But each one of us, as we listen to this today, and as others will listen to it in the time to come and read the many articles, oh God, there's something that all of us could do, Lord. So let us reach out, oh Father. Let us speak up. Let us, Lord God, do our fair share in the name of Jesus. Let's not just sit back and wait for somebody else to do it. These things are happening here, Lord God, in the United States of America, just not in foreign countries all over the world. They're happening right here, Father. So, Lord, help us to be on top of things. Help us to discern what's going on right under our noses, Lord God. Father, I pray for the needs of the people on this line. May their needs be met today, whether it's salvation, restoration, reconciliation, oh God, whether it's deliverance, whether it's healing, Father. Lord, whatever it is, Lord, help. Help in the name of Jesus. And Father, we do give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' awesome, magnificent name, amen and amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, beloved, today we're going to turn the mic over to Minister Tabika, who will lead this show today. And just let the Lord use you, woman of God. Let him use you mightily, mm-hmm. like he always does. And we do thank mm-hmm. God for you today, baby. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that awesome introduction. And yes,
amen.
Holy
amen.
Spirit came your way. We need your wisdom, Holy Spirit. We need your knowledge, and we need your direction and guidance as to how we can help, because we can play a part in this just being a body of Christ. We have the love of Christ in us, and so Holy Spirit can help direct us and give us the tools and the resources that we need to help these people be healed from sex trafficking. So we just have to have a willing heart and just let him take the lead in it, and we just follow his direction. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, yes, as Apostle Banks said, we will be discussing sex trafficking today. And lately, you know, we've been hearing more of this situation, and it has, it's not that it's new that it has hit Baltimore, because it's been here, but we're getting more stories now of people being kidnapped, you know, people being followed while in stores, and we have to be more aware of what's going on around us. And this, now we're in the season where most people are shopping and they're distracted. You know, they're either on the phone or they got, you know, a whole bunch of bags of stuff in their hands, and, you know, they're not, you're just not paying attention. And so things like this, is times like this are where those people, the evil people, find an opportunity to take advantage of the situation. So, you know, I've heard a recent story where a young woman, and this happened not that far from me. She was in a Giant Market not that far from me, probably like 10 minutes from me. And she was walking around in a store, and she happened to notice this guy following her. And so she tried to, like, go in different aisles to really see if he was following her. And the same aisles that she went in, he was, like, right behind her. So in one aisle, it was a guy standing in the aisle, and she tried to stand beside him to throw that person off, making the person that was following her think that she was with this guy. But then the guy walked off, and so then she said she didn't see him anymore. So she paid for her stuff. She left out, and she went to get in her car, but she couldn't remember where she parked. And when she found her car, she had this, like, eerie feeling. So when she got in the car, she did lock her doors, and she called her mom and told her mother that this guy was following her around in the store. And let me back up. She got in the car and locked the doors. But as soon as she locked the doors, the man that was following her in the market began to pull on her car door and banging on her window saying, "I just want to talk to you. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. I just want to talk to you." And she was trying to leave, but she had pulled into the parking space instead of backing into it. So when she was trying to pull back out, he was behind the car trying not to let her leave. And she said she noticed that it was like a big truck or a white truck or a van or something that was parked beside her. She was able to get away, and she called her mom, you know, telling her mom what happened. She was able to get away, but these are the things that we have to pay attention to. Don't park beside these big trucks and vans where you can't see in it, because they're saying that this is how people are being kidnapped when they go to their car. Their car is in between two big trucks, and so people are jumping out of these trucks, grabbing people and throwing them in to their vehicles. And so another story I heard was people trying to get women to smell perfume in a parking lot, but it's not real perfume. It has a chemical in it that by the time you get to your car, you faint. You know, you would have passed out. And so, you know, you passed out, they pick you up and put you in their vehicles and leave. So we have to be mindful when you're out by, you know, if you're out by yourself, go out during the day. Not that that'll stop anything, but it may deter, you know, people from messing with you. If you go out at night, make sure you're with somebody else, or make sure people know where you are. Some phones have a location tracker on it where you can share your location. I know iPhones do. I'm not sure about the Androids, but I know iPhones have this thing on, like you can share your location with somebody. You can send them a text, and it shares your location, and they can, and it'll give them access for like an hour, or it'll ask you how long do you want them to have access to your location. So it's like a tracker, and it's following where you are. So, you know, we just have to be careful, especially as women. We need to pay attention to our surroundings, let people know where we're going, what time, you know, how long we're going to be there. And, you know, we feel like, you know, we're growing and we're like, why are we going to tell people where we're going? Well, in this day and time, somebody needs to know where you are, because if something was to happen, at least the person has some information to share with the police, you know, so they can get a jump start on trying to find out where you are. And that is the reality of today. You know, it's the reality of today. And so we just wanted to bring this information to the show, or share this information with you all. Hopefully, you know, you'll share it with others. But it is a serious thing that's going on. And it's sex trafficking. And this information that we're going to discuss, this one portion of the information is coming from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And it says that sex trafficking is a type of human trafficking, and it's a form of modern-day slavery. And it is a serious public health problem, and it negatively affects the well-being of individuals, families, and community. And it occurs when a trafficker exploits an individual with force, fraud, or coercion to make them perform commercial sex or work. And the recruitment is harboring, transportation, provision, obtaining, patronizing, or soliciting of a person for the purpose of a commercial sex act. And again, it involves the use of force, fraud, or coercion to make an adult engage in commercial sex acts. But any commercial sexual activity with a minor, even without force, fraud, or coercion, is considered trafficking. So there are a lot of they're not even teenagers yet. There are some children that are at the, you know, a young age of 10 and 11 that have already been exposed to sex trafficking. A lot of these people target, like, runaways, homeless youth, people that have been abused sexually, child abuse, some type of trauma that went on in their life. And these people, these sex traffickers know how to manipulate. You know, that's what they use to get people to trust them. They manipulate them. And so those people are the biggest targets that they go after. And it doesn't matter what type of background that you came from. It doesn't matter if your parents had money or they didn't have money. You know, it doesn't matter that you went to a prestigious school or you didn't go to a prestigious school. It really doesn't matter. They basically target your self-esteem, your confidence. You know, if you're naive or you're easily intimidated, you know, they use that. They use their smile or whatever it is to get you to talk to them. And once they feel like they've gotten your attention, they lure you into different, you know, into different things. And that's how they get a lot of these young women. They lure them into thinking that, and it's always older men, basically older than the person, the young woman. And so they lure them in with a smile or with the appearance that they're going to take care of them, almost like a father figure type of way, but it's just a way of getting into the mind of these young women. And so they play on that, and they get them to, they act like they love them, they spend time with them for a little while, and then they start to force them to have sex with different men, and it becomes prostitution and sex trafficking and all that different stuff that comes with that. And we know that this type of trauma affects the soul. It affects the soul because, one, they're brainwashed into believing that it's nothing wrong with what they're doing. They're brainwashed because the men came to them as if they loved them and cared about them, and they told them different things to get them to trust them. And now they're believing that this person really loves them. And so they're afraid to leave the situation, and they're afraid to tell somebody what's going on because it's like they don't want to betray that person. But that's a part of getting them, keeping them, you know, wrapped in and roped in to what they want them to do. Apostle, you want to share the second portion of risk and impact?
Just a moment. I'm sorry. I'm moved. One second here. I do apologize. There was so much information here, just so much information. So dealing with the risk and the impact, is that where you are?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All righty. And I do apologize to the audience. I do apologize. There was just so much. I'm trying to gather more and more information here. But dealing with dealing with the risk and the impact on the trafficking, as was mentioned, was the, you know, the child abuse, the mental illness, the violation of all rights and so forth and so on. And this could be connected to and associated with game-related things. You know, just like you have the cartels with the drugs and so forth, you have major organizations that deal in sex trafficking. One of the things, too, that is just mind-blowing, when Minister Tabika mentioned the fact that you have 10 and 11-year-old children that are involved in this. I have seen and read articles and seen shows where children were as young as 2 and 3 years old. And that just totally, totally blows my mind that they would even take babies. I mean, these young children and that men, people, because there may be some women that enjoy molesting young children, but that they would get any type of satisfaction out of molesting a 2 and 3 year old child. And with these babies, you know, you're not making promises like you're doing with the teenagers, you know, the false promises. You're not threatening these little children because there's nothing, they're totally defenseless against what it is that you're doing to them. So they are truly, truly in a bad way. Some of the signs of looking at, and, you know, we're saying that there's some things we may be able to notice ourselves, but some of the signs of dealing with people in sex trafficking, they may not be free to leave and come and go at their own free will. Normally they're under 18 years old and they're providing commercial sex acts. They have pimps and or managers. It says that they are unpaid for the work that they do or paid very little, or they get paid only through tips. And you've seen the commercial on TV where they have this with people that work in nail shops, fingernails that work in those shops, that there's a possibility that some of these young folks that are working there, that they could be involved in the sex trafficking. A lot of times it says that, you know, these people live in the place of business that they're working for. They live there, so there's more control there. So they stay there, they get up early, they do their work, and this could be working in a restaurant, working in manufacturing, whatever the case may be, work long hours, getting no pay, being threatened that they'll hold, if they're foreigners, that they will keep their green card, or if they don't have a green card, you know, the promises of getting one and never getting one, promises of paying for family members to come here to the States and so forth. People get involved in this that have large debts and they can't pay their debts off. And I've seen and read articles before where this happens to college students. You know, they go to college and they get credit cards. You know that they give college students credit cards like you give a baby milk. And the kids get so involved in credit and debt and so forth, and then end up trying to find some kind of way to pay these debts off, and they end up in these sex trafficking organizations. These things are very serious, babies. They are very, very serious, beloved. And it's not something that we could let go of, that we can, you know, close our eyes to. Just as Tabika was sharing about the young lady that was, you know, in the parking lot at the store, you know, recently it was on the news, you know, that an elementary school child was molested in back of her school. You know, she was going to school, this child, elementary school age, going to school, and some man grabbed her in the woods back there behind the school and molested her. And I don't know if he grabbed her in the woods, but grabbed her and took her into the woods, you know, right there behind the school. And when he was finished with her, the baby went on in the school, and she told what had happened to her. Saints, I'm telling you, we have got to keep our eyes open. We can't, we cannot walk around like turtles, you know, with our heads pulled into our shell and not paying attention to what is going on. This is, you know, this is something that all of us must pay attention to. Those that are working with students, pay attention to the changes in their attitude, their work, their demeanor. Pay attention to this. Even things like poor hygiene, malnutrition, them being extremely tired, any signs of physical abuse, physical restraint, you know, anything in that nature, it pays to question it. Please do not have access to all of these children and don't pay attention to some of the signs. Those of you that work in the industry where you are either a child care provider, a school teacher, someone that teaches children after school for any extracurricular activity, you may be the only way out for this child. And they may be giving you signs without opening their mouths because of fear. They're afraid to say something. Please pay attention. Please pay attention to what's going on around you. Go ahead, beloved. What do you say?
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. All of those things, sometimes we miss when it's, you know, teachers, and especially because teachers have more access to students than those that don't. And when you're in an mm-hmm. atmosphere where you're around children, sometimes their behaviors will tell you that something is wrong. Mm-hmm. Although they may not say it, the way that they react to things, they may, you know, be just extremely quiet, or they're acting out in a way that would make you think, okay, you know, like, what's going on with this child? Because sometimes it's not just it's not just that they're just bad, you know, the word that we use to describe children's behavior. It's not that they're bad. It's that they're acting out for a reason. And we sometimes pay so much attention to the behavior that we miss what's really underlying. And we have to start paying attention to the underlying part and begin to ask questions. And a lot of times they're not going to tell you straight off the top, what's going on because of fear. But when they feel that they can trust you, they'll begin to open up. And then this is the way that we can try to get these children some help. And another thing is, if you notice that a child was in your class and then all of a sudden they're no longer there and nobody seems to know, you know, what happened or what, you know, where the child is, or, and you know, contact the family, ask questions. That child could have been, you know, kidnapped. You know, a lot of things are going on, and it takes the love of Christ to really care and to really want to help. You know, as I was coming reading these articles, I was asking, you know, Holy Spirit, how we, the body of Christ, can help, because these are the things that we really don't talk about. But it's going on, and it's happening to these children, and they're being traumatized at an early age, and then having to grow up and not knowing how to express or talk about what actually happened to them. And so they're just living with this thing that happened. They're just living with it, and they don't, and it's eating them up, and it's tormenting them, and nobody is helping. Nobody is sending them somewhere or asking them or, you know, just reaching out and just ask questions. And a lot of times when they get to the teenage portion of their lives, you know, they get quiet anyway and they disconnect. And so we have to reach them at an early age to get them, you know, they need to know that somebody loves them unconditionally. They need to know that somebody cares. And so the crazy part about it, you know, Apostle talked about children being as young as two, and you're like, what can somebody that is just sick? It's sick. Like, what can a 2-year-old really give to you? Sometimes it's the parents that have sold their own kids into sex trafficking because of a debt, because they have a drug problem, because they just don't know how to love, and whatever happened to them, they never dealt with. So there's a cold, that's a cold heart. Yes, they have a cold heart and really does not care. And so if your own parent sold you into something this demeaning, this hurtful, this bad, you know, how do they really know how to trust somebody that they don't know? And so this is where Holy Spirit, when we call out to Holy Spirit, and in our prayers, when we're praying, I'm going to ask that we remember these people. We may not know their names, but we can say the victims of sex trafficking. If we could just call out their names and let them, you know, just keep them lifted in prayer, because, you know, we may, in our daily goings, you know, we may not come across people that have been in sex trafficking, but we know that it's real, and we know that there are people, and it's not just women. There are some boys that have been, you know, kidnapped and sold into sex trafficking, but the women are, the women are more wanted than the boys. But again, you know, in another article that I read, it said that a pimp or a sex trafficker could make up to $200,000 for just a year with just one person. Just one individual. And so it just hurt. Like, that stung. Like, a human life, a person whose rights and Everything has been snatched from them, and they have no say-so. And this, these people are going through this, and that person is making all this money, and they get in, they get nothing. Some of them are hooked on drugs. They're just so traumatized. They have, you know, sexually transmitted diseases and everything from being sold in traffic and not being taken care of. And so this situation is really something that we really need to pray about. We really need to keep these people lifted in prayer, because this is a serious issue. And, you know, we think about pornography, you know, child pornography, the love of sex, you know, all of this, the spirit of lust and fornication and sexual violence and all those things, you know, has opened up the door to this situation. So we just want to be mindful that when we do go into our prayer closets, to lift these people up. Amen. Apostle, you.
Amen. Amen, beloved. We do have a caller that wishes to comment. Caller, your last four digits are 7314. Good morning to you.
Hi, Apostle Banks. Good morning to Minister Tabika and everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you. I befriended a young lady when I was backslidden, and her story makes my traumatic background look like a walk in the park. I remember her. I'll just say a few things. So her mother was a drug addict. She remembers when she was about five or six, her mother shooting up in front of her, the mother having her boyfriends have sex with her, the daughter, so that she could get her drugs. Sold in the foster homes, the group homes, number of, I think she said like 30-something group homes and sexually, you know, abused and assaulted there, just domestic violence with her, you know, her ex-husband and even the current friend that she's with now. But anyway, we ended up, I befriended her, met her, and I was helping her. Like, I ended up giving her thousands of dollars. So she has walked off. She doesn't communicate with me anymore, so she hasn't paid me back. But, you know, I just prayed for, and I was realizing when she was telling me the stuff and even the stuff she was going through now, I was like, she is under a curse. So I ended up coming back to Jesus, and I was telling her about it, had invited her to church. She said, yeah, and then she never came, and then we fell off. She stopped calling me, and her number, she changed her number. I couldn't get in touch with her. But anyway, the day before yesterday, I met her through somebody I work with. So the girl was just telling me 2 days ago that she talked to Kenesha, and she's still going through domestic violence with the friend. And she was like, I don't understand why she stay. And so she don't know that the girl had told me a lot of stuff, so I kept that in confidence. So, you know, I was just telling her she need, you know, tell her, you know, she need to come to Jesus. I was just telling her stuff that she need to say to her, because I didn't want to put her business out there like that. And I didn't know how much she, I mean, obviously she knows some stuff, but I don't know if she knows everything I know. So anyway, I just, you know, I'm just praying about it and just asking God what to tell me to tell her. And because she's stuck. She's stuck. And I believe she's in a curse, under a curse. And I just, you know, I didn't have any, you know, bitterness or anything, because I understand she's just been through a lot, and it has to majorly affect your psyche and everything she's been through. She's not coming out without Jesus. I know that. She is not, unless she has a full conversion like I just did, like eat, sleep, and breathe Jesus, she's not coming out. So, you know, I'm going to keep talking to the girl I work with, just keep praying, asking God, give me what to say. But she's stuck, because the girl was like, I don't understand why she just stay. And I'm just saying to myself, I know what that's like. You want to come out, and you can't. You stuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we thank God that, you know, that the experiences that you have had, that it wasn't in vain, that it's not going without being used, and God receiving the glory out of it. And it gives you a better understanding as you are talking to this young lady. Like the other young lady says, I don't understand, and a lot of us don't understand how it is that people that are in certain situations that they don't get out when it seems like there is a way out, but you know what it feels like to be stuck in a situation and feel like you can't get out. But there is eventually, there is a way out. So I just thank God for you, and I encourage you to keep ministering to the young lady. And just like you're saying, and Minister Tabika, folks, these are people that we must pray for, whether we know them personally or not. We may not be the one, but you know there is someone that God has actually anointed who has escaped this, who works, you know, with helping getting girls to escape these type of situations, domestic violence situations, sex trafficking situations. There are people that are equipped. They know organizations. They know hideaways and so forth. You know, so let's keep that in mind as we are praying for these people, as we are praying for these people. And, beloved, I do thank you so much, you know, for sharing that information, because sometimes, you know, we think that, you know, this all is happening somewhere else. It's not happening in our families. It's not happening in our neighborhoods. It's not happening at with the people we're working for, and my God, it's happening, saints of God. The people that are sitting in your church congregation, somebody in there is being beaten when they go home, on the way home even, you know. So please, saints of God, let us, you know, put this on our prayer list and then ask God, is there something that we personally are supposed to do? I do want you to understand that every tragedy that comes up, every thing that comes up, every one of them is not your assignment. They're things that God has assigned you to. They're cases he did not assign you to. And so we have to pray and what it is that we need to be involved in. But there's one thing that we are all assigned to, and there's someone that we are all assigned to. And let me say this, we are all assigned, have the assignment of showing the love of God no matter where we are and no matter who it is. We all must show the love of God. Now, just as you heard the last caller saying, you know, that she gave thousands of dollars. Well, there are those of us that may talk to somebody and on our job that needs help, and we don't have the financial means, you know, to do that. Don't you be discouraged because you don't have the financial means to do it. Those that have will do or should do. Those that don't have, there may be something else that you're supposed to do. You know, so do what you know to do. Do what you can do. And listen, keep an ear to the ground as to what is going on, as to what is going on. Again, darling, I want to thank you for speaking up. Really appreciate it. God bless you. God bless you. And keep on working for the Lord. Keep on working for the Lord.
God bless you. Yes,
amen.
I will. Amen.
Amen. All righty, saints. Listen, folks, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And this is Apostle Etta Banks, along with Minister Tabika Garnes, here today talking to you about sex trafficking, ways to prevent it, how to recognize some of the signs, and just bringing to the forefront that it is going on. If you have a comment and would like to say something, please press 1 on your keypad and we will acknowledge you. In the meantime, let me share this much with you, that sexual violence is very common. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men experience sexual violence involving physical contact during their lifetime. Nearly 1 in 5 women and 1 in 38 men have experienced completed or attempted rape, and 1 in 14 men were made to penetrate someone else during their lifetime. the sexual violence starts as early, we mentioned before, the first time between 11 and 17 years of age, and 1 in 8 sexual violence reported that it occurred before they were 10 years old. And of course, I mentioned those that are doing this to babies, to young children. And the sexual violence is a very costly thing. The recent estimates put the cost of rape at $122,461 per victim, which includes medical costs, loss of productivity, criminal justice activities, and other costs. Remember, we did mention when people are going through the sexual violence and going through the physical abuse, there's bruising and genital injuries, psychological issues, depression, anxiety, suicide thoughts, schizophrenia, different alters that come up that alters the personality. That's why you have the multiple personalities along, you know, with the schizophrenia, the multiple personalities trying to protect the person that's going through all of these types of things. Post-traumatic stress disorder, gastrointestinal issues, cardiovascular issues, sexual health problems. So much. The victims are likely to end up smoking, using alcohol, using drugs, engaging in other risky activity that even after they grow out of where they're sex trafficked, they're those that will go on and actually become a trafficker themselves. And, you know, because they are so mentally messed up that they end up exploiting other children and so forth and so on. This is a very, very dangerous place to be. It's a very harmful place to be. And for all those that are involved, it is a very, very harmful place to be. So once again, you know, we encourage you, please pay attention. And in all that we do, let us all be praying. Praise be unto God. Let us all be praying for those that are in the way. All those that are in the way. You know, so many things come out of this that no parent would ever desire for their children to be. And it was something I'm glad Minister Tabika pointed it out, how there are parents that are drug addicts and who sold their children, and some, you know, sold their children outright for a few thousand dollars. Then there are those that use their children, you know, letting boyfriends and girlfriends sleep with their children so they can buy their drugs and so forth. And there have been notes, and it has been noted, you know, that in other countries, and it may happen here as well, where the children are used to get money to buy food for the family and so forth. You know, so they see that this is the only way that they can support their family by using their children. Folks, this is a horrible thing, you know, for someone to have to grow up with. As a woman of sexual abuse myself, you know, and thank God that God brought me through that, that I am in my right mind and so forth. But when you look at some of these shows, let me go to Dr. Phil. When you look at some of these shows of the one where the three girls were kidnapped, I think they were in Ohio or someplace, you know, when they were young girls, young teenagers, or right on the brink of teenagers, and they were kept for years by this couple, for years, not a matter of months, for years, and been sexually abused, been physically abused, of course, verbally abused, and so forth and so on. When people come out of situations like this, Their minds are messed up, and there is no telling what kind of harm that they would do to themselves or to anybody else. They are literally messed up, and it takes the love of God. It takes the Holy Spirit delivering them, you know, from those mental things with the help of psychologists and psychiatrists and so forth. But, I mean, you don't know who it is and what it is that they went to and they through, and they're sitting right next to you at work, at church, wherever the case may be. It can be a family member, and you're not even aware of the stuff that's going on in their homes or stuff that they went through before you actually got connected with them. I'm telling you, beloved, it is a horrible thing, and I pray with us bringing this to your attention here on Heart to Heart that it will put you in a place that you will be mindful of this as you go, not just throughout the day. Today it starts, but as you go throughout any and everything that you're doing. We have another caller that wishes to speak. Good morning, beloved. Your number is 9732. How are you this morning?
Good morning, precious heart. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, my love. I'm fine. God bless you, cousin. God bless you.
Apostle Banks, baby, and everybody else. You know, I just thank God so much for this connection that you have, that you can bring forth so many topics. And as I sat here this morning, I got up late, but as I sat here this morning in court, some of what was saying, the researches that you precious hearts have done already is phenomenal. I mean, to hear the numbers, to hear different situations and personal situations is just, oh my Jesus, you know. But what I wanted to say is this. I know this is a time for us to really, show enough, get connected with Holy Spirit. And that love, you already know, that love that we need to have for real, to reach people, we got to have it now. Because only love is going to break through this or these addictions and, you know, whatever is going on in this world, because we can look at our Bible, Sodom and Gomorrah already. I mean, it's proven. It's happening. It has happened then, it's happening now, and it's even worse, because that's what the Bible said. It's going to get worse. But we, as believers, now, if you show enough really believe, we got to do something for real, for real. And I stand at that, what you call, I stand at that door right now, and I'm ready to open up that door, and I'm ready to go in that door of love, and I'm ready to step out to these streets. I am so ready to lift up the banner, the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. I am so ready to just touch the hearts, if I can, Lord Jesus, of the different ones, because been there and I've done it. You know, as a child, you can remember. You understand? Because I remember clearly. Yes. You can remember, and it changed characteristics. You grow up with this. You are absolutely right. And even in our home, when we see our loved ones, our families going through something, if we don't have that bold enough spirit to say, that is not right, that is not of God, you must stop it, you must surrender, baby, we're out of order. So this is the time. This is the time. And I thank God for you, baby. I thank God for you, because when you sent me that video, I thank God for you, sweetheart, because I am so ready. I'm not playing church. I'm not sitting under the teachings of the different ones any longer and not have that real bona fide, for real love of God in my heart where I can make a difference in this world. And that's where we got to go. We got to make a difference. We got to make a difference. So, baby, I applaud you all this morning. I applaud you all. I've heard different women speak, especially, I can't think of this woman's name, but she's got a ministry out here. She's been tapping in. She deals with the girls who dances and who prostitutes. She's powerful. Mm-hmm. I listened to this woman. I said, oh, my Jesus, yes, 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 and yes, you know. And she's trying to spread this word about sex trafficking and everything else. But this is powerful. It's true. But, you know, they're kidnapping and they're dismantling. They're cutting up. They're, you know what I'm saying? That perverted demon got to go. You understand? So I'm with you all 100%. That's what, Lord Jesus, I kept putting my finger there to tap. Lord, I'm with you 100%. And
Praise God.
To bring the love of Jesus in this world. We got to be those disciples to go on the highways and byways and touch people, because as we touch people, we could be touching that child, that man, that woman.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And that's what
yes.
we got to do. We got to stop playing and get on out there. We got to get on out there. So continue to do what you're doing, cuz. Continue. May God bless you in this radio ministry, from heart to heart ministry. May God bless everyone that's connected to this. May God bless everyone that call in. May the changes that we need come to us. Holy Spirit, just use us, and you get all the glory and all the honor and all the worship and praise. May we shine, Lord. May we be a light for you, for those to see, and they see you, Jesus, walking when we walk. And this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Cousin, thank you so very much for your comments. And God, we hear the passion of your heart. Saints, I don't know if you remember, but this is my cousin Mary. She was on my show, gosh, it's been so many months, may have been even last year, I'm not even sure now. But she was on the show and she wrote a book. It's all about Mary. And in that show, she gives her history of dealing with drugs and sex and whatever the case may be. And you hear the passion in her voice, a woman that God has healed, delivered, and has set free. And she is on the battlefield for the Lord. And there's one thing that I also wanted to put out here about this. You hear her passion, and she is so serious about getting out more and doing more. Let me say this. I'm 66 years old. I am 66. My cousin is older than I am. So there is no excuse of people saying, well, I am too old to do something. I can't do it, and so forth and so on. Honey, when God has touched your heart and he has lit a fire, Holy Spirit lit a fire in you, your age in this does not matter. It does not matter. The helping hand that he has equipped you with, this is what you use to go forth and do what you have to do. I encourage you to go back into our archives, pull up the show with my cousin Mary Stevens. A couple of weeks after that, we did her granddaughter. How do you pronounce your granddaughter's name, beloved?
Naisha Womack.
Yes, Naisha Womack. And that was dealing with the young woman that has HIV, and so she's on the warpath, you know, for talking and sharing her life and going through and help others, you know, dealing with HIV. Also, where people are taking their plight and letting some good come out of it as God uses them to do so. Saints of God, we do thank you so very much, you know, for being with us today. We thank you. Minister Tabika, thank you for bringing the topic to mind. God bless you, woman of God. Saints, go forth, pray, do what it is that you can do. This is not out of our hands, because it didn't happen to us. It is not out of our hands. We are in this. So we love you. We honor you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, continue to use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless
amen.
You all. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. See you, Mary. God bless you, baby.
Yes. You too.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.